And so it was, at the dawning of the Elizabethan epoch, as it was known, that a babe was born in a small, well-known English Midlands town called Stratford-upon-Avon, or Stratford East, Stratford, Ontario, or Stratford John's, as it was also known. Home of Anne Hathaway's cottage, Mary Arden's house, Shakespeare's birthplace, and the Royal Shakespeare Theatre Company.
And as his parents gazed down at that little newborn Elizabethan infant, his little Elizabethan ruff already round his little rough Elizabethan neck, his little struggling Elizabethan body already clad in his first little all-in-one doublet and hose, and proudly watched him mewling and puking all over his brand new little Elizabethan duvet, they could not possibly have guessed what this recently sired babe, fruit of their handiwork, so to speak, would in fact become.
For the babe that lay before them, and already showing signs, even as an infant, of his famous prematurely receding forehead, was none other than that son of Avon, the immortal swan himself, William Shakespeare. In other words, the most famous man the world has ever known.
But who in fact was he? Will we ever find out? Or will he always remain shrouded in mystery? To answer these questions, and many more, we must now consider who was William Shakespeare.
William Geoffrey Shakespeare was born in Shakespeare's birthplace, in Stratford-upon-Avon, but a stone's throw from Anne Hathaway's cottage, with whom he was to have a stormy and incestuous marriage in later years.
Unfortunately, this is all that is currently known of the extraordinary and colourful life of William Shakespeare, which leads us, of course, to the question, who was William Shakespeare?
In order to answer this question, we must first ask ourselves, who were his parents?
Although, as we have seen, nothing whatsoever is known about his parents, we do know, via combing through various records and so forth, that his father was George Shakespeare, or possibly even Thomas Shakespeare, a well-known Elizabethan glove maker from Stratford's Glove Quarter, or compartment, as it was also known. While his mother, of course, was Mary Arden, the popular Stratford cosmetics expert.
And finally, Susie, did Shakespeare's father's glove manufacturing influence Shakespeare's early works?
Yes, Janie, it certainly did. Shakespeare's early works are stiff with glove manufacturing references. In fact, many whole plays were inspired by his father's obsession with constantly inventing new kinds of glove. In particular, the woolen glove, which inspired The Winter's Tale, the animal handling glove, which inspired The Taming of the Shrew, and, of course, the rubber glove, which inspired Pericles, Prince of Tyre,